This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
We'll get you hooked up with some.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. The party is about to end. We are going to put this wrap on this show today, but God, we've had a lot of fun. I hope you've been listening and enjoying it like we have. Had some great guests today, the least of which is not our friend Wally from Domaine Berrien Cellars. Wally, you brought some fantastic wine with us today. We talked a little bit about this cab, but we did not talk about this Cab Franc. And I tell you what, you smoked up some jerky on your personal smoker, which is some of the best I've ever had, venison jerky.
Wonderful.
But this Cab Franc going with it. Tell us a little bit about this Cab Franc and how you made it.
Well, Cab Franc's a great grape here for Michigan because it gets a little bit riper earlier than like Cab Sauvignon. And really the best thing about it is it winters well. And we can get cold, as you saw out there this morning. It's
so
nice.
So the plant, when you say it winters well, the vines survive well.
Correct. They do do real well in the Michigan winters.
Kind of a big deal up here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something you want to consider when you're about to plant a grapevine. You want to live more than a year.
You're not in the south of France.
Right.
Well, I love Cab Francs anyway, and when I was talking with Kenny Peterson, I used to call it a Cab Franc, and he wanted to coin that phrase. But yeah, Cab Francs or Cab Franc, I don't even know how to say it now. I've contorted it so many ways.
You just call it Franc.
Okay.
And very good, though. Not a terribly dry wine, a little bit fruitier.
Is that this one right here?
Yeah, it goes very good with a lot of grilled foods. So one of my favorites. Sometimes cabs get a little bit dry. If you've got a big, juicy steak, they go good with that. But unless you've got a piece of well-marbled meat, sometimes a cab is a little bit dry for what you're grilling. So this Cab Franc softens that up a little bit and is a little more versatile in my palate. Anyway, I mean, I'm not telling you what to drink, but for my money, the Cab Franc's a little more versatile.
Yeah, a little fruitier, a little less tannins than like a Cab Sauvignon where you'd pull that out with that big piece
If it's fruitier,
beef.
Jop would like it.
Yeah.
Hey, I would like to do a little reset here. You know, Merle's off today. He's up hunting. And so I didn't get a chance to do my little archery lesson now with my new bow tech.
Right.
But just to get back to Alan Bob's and this whole... This Camp Cuervo, I can't get it off of my mind. I mean, I've got all these bows. I'm donating a bunch. Boys, I hope you're listening. You better guard your bows because I'm cleaning the house out when I get home.
Yeah.
I have way too many bows.
It's a great charitable thing, and it's a great thing for our servicemen to give them a little time to get that off their mind. You know, another great charitable thing that's going on I want to touch on real quick. We'll be hitting this harder after the first of the year, but it's Gilda's Club and their Laugh Fest event. They're bringing over 60 comics and 200 events in a 10-day period. It's called Laugh Fest. You got to check it out. It's laughfestgr.org. Laughfestgr.org.
Is your face on that website?
No, my face is not on there, but there's a lot of very good comics that are on there. But check it out because it's a great thing to do in the month of March with regard to having a little bit of fun and laughing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's good, and that's a great cause. Very near and dear to your heart. I know that. But back to my point, I was trying to say that Scott down at Alan Bob's has got everything marked down anyway. Their bows are marked down, but if you go in there and you bring in a bow and you turn it in, they're going to give you another discount. So they'll figure it out on the spot. They've got all their inventory reduced, and it's a great time right now to just turn that thing in, grab a bow tech, shoot, buy anything. Turn that bow in. Even if you get a crossbow like Jock's got.
It's man's work, right? And speaking of that, it's time for man law.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. If you've never had a pasty, you got to go to Saranac because they're some of the best pasties in Lower Michigan. This guy's a true Youper, and he now smokes butt, so you can get barbecue there too. Anyway, today's Man Law is from Chuck Norris, And Chuck Norris, Man Law, says that no man shall ever wear an article of women's clothing unless they are the loser of a bet.
Yeah, and be careful what you bet. I get it.
That's right. And you know what? I see some of these young guys wearing, like, they look like women's clothes. Sorry.
Well, yeah, from time to time, you know, maybe we're getting old, but that's not my gig either. Hey, Wally, tell us everybody again where your winery and your cellars are at.
Well, we're located down in Berrien County in Berrien Springs, Michigan, about 4 miles south of St. Joseph, Michigan. But today, from around 11 to 1, we'll be out of John Russo's warehouse. I'll be out there to talk wine with anyone who wants to stop out.
Go get your picture taken with Wally. He's a big celeb in the Wally Walleye world. Hey, this song's by Billy Craig, a buddy of mine from Ferris, old Big Rapids pal of mine. But Billy Craig, he's a big deal. Check it out. Thanks for joining us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week.
Hey, it's cold out there. Keep it low. Keep it slow. We'll talk to you next week.
I like to drive in Cadillac cars, and I like to hang out with the movie stars, but somehow I know I just wouldn't fit in, but that's okay. Armani clothes and people in the know, I always getting the best tickets for the show, but that's not me, I'm just crawling up that hill, but that's where the real party is for.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.